Creative backdrop.
It's innovative.
Let's go.
You mentioned that St. Louis obviously doesn't give up a lot of chances most of the season. Just overall, how do you feel how the team played or creating things?
I don't know. We got better as the game went on. We just, it's just maybe a couple old habits jumping in of, you know, now trying to score the perfect goal. Maybe when you go through the first period, we have 14 shot attempts, and you know, St. Louis had 15 shots on goal. We had 14 attempts the whole period. You just, it's tough to win this league when you're doing that. You know, you compare that to our third period, where, you know, we were really effective, had them on their heels, we were shooting pucks, we were on it, and it was just the way our game went. Like, we got better as that game went on, and both goalies played really well, and ultimately goes to overtime, and, you know, the last shot went in. How was it?
Coop, do you get a good explanation on the Abelica call and the no call on Bagsy?
No, I didn't even ask.
Nothing's tightened up after the All-Star break, but what can you do to get generate more offense from?
Well, you score a bunch of goals and you give up a bunch of goals, and now we're not scoring, but we're not giving anything up. So at some point, we've got to find a happy medium. I mean, that team's, you know, won a boatload of games since, you know, the first of the year. They're a good hockey team. And, you know, we went toe-to-toe with them the whole way and had plenty of chances to win that game. Their goalie made some saves, and that was it. So there's not a whole lot to complain about, other than the fact that, you know, probably that first half of the game we just didn't have that killer instinct to shoot pucks and go to the net as hard as we did the second half of the game. As I said, you know, then over time we had our chances, they had their chances, they just happened to score.
John, one of the point of emphasis has been kind of cutting down on the goals here, especially in the second half as you look towards the end of the regular season. In that aspect, how pleased are you in these six games that you have cut down quite?
No, it's been good. Like, we're defending. We're the guys are playing hard. You know, they had a big shot total, but not, you know, a big huge scoring chance total. We let our goalie see most of the shots, and when he didn't, he made some. You know what Vasi does? He makes some great saves, and you're not going to score at the rate we've been scoring, you know, all year. And sometimes you have to go through some of these trying times to see ultimately what doesn't work. But in saying that, like I said, that was a really, we've played a couple 0-0 hockey games here in the last week that have been just outstanding. So I didn't see anybody, you know, running for the exits because there were no goals. But it's a heck of a lot more fun to score. And we're used to doing that. Right now, they're just not going in, and I'm not worried though.
You mentioned old habits kind of creeping in. Is that maybe making too many
extra passes? Or it's just a little cue. You know, I've used this term before. We try to pass the puck into the net. And you know, a lot of times, we have a skilled group that can do that stuff. So, but is this, you know, is it, as everything ratchets up a little bit here, as teams are fighting to get in the playoffs and everybody's kind of jockeying for position, the games get tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, the scoring is probably not as high, you know, coming down the stretch as it is, you know, early in the year. And we've adapted. We'll be fine when it comes to that.
Good.
Hey.
Yep. 10:30 skate on Saturday. 11 o'clock Jersey event here tomorrow in this room.